people what you're here for.
Bring everything out closer to the people.
Uh-uh, we got to stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify.
Trouble.
Radio Basics.
And there's always a message involved.
Listening to Radio Basics. My name is Makaya, and I will be with you for the next hour. I am here with the beautiful Huda.
Hello, hello.
Today, we have a very special show, as always. We have members of the crazy Toronto collective, 88 Days of Fortune. If listeners don't know about 88 Days of Fortune, you're going to get to know some of the members. There's a lot of them. It's a big artist collective of singers, rappers, producers, photographers. There might even be dancers or things like that. We're going to find that out. But as always, we are starting off with the headlines. Huda, what is going on in the world today?
All right, ladies and germs. Today in international news, tensions are escalating between the U.S. and Pakistan, with everyone from President Barack Obama to top American intelligence officials warning the truth will soon emerge if Pakistani officials were knowingly housing Osama bin Laden for years before Navy SEALs finally got their man. The Pakistani Prime Minister fired back today with the threat that any further U.S. military action within its borders and without the consent would be met with full force by Pakistan, an unsteady nuclear-armed state. I quote from the Prime Minister, "Allegations of complicity or incompetence are absurd. Pakistan is not the birthplace of Al-Qaeda. We did not invite Osama bin Laden to Pakistan or even to Afghanistan."
What I, you know, sounds a little bit like the U.S. wants to get into Pakistan. I think they've been wanting to do that for many years, and
they finally found their excuse.
I guess this is a great excuse to do it, and, you know, even doesn't really matter what the facts are. It just matters what the U.S. wants to do, basically.
Yeah, they apparently rule the world.
Mm.
Should I continue on with national news?
Yes, please.
All right. In Canada, national news, a Taliban-released video surfaced online last night of a 27-year-old Torontonian who is being held captive in Afghanistan. His name is Colin McKenzie, who confirms his name, his father's name, and age as 26 in the video, indicating that it was likely shot before his birthday, which was December 21st of last year. He answers a few questions by an unknown interviewer regarding his nationality, his religion, and his purpose of being in the country. He responds that he is a Canadian citizen, but clarifies that he does not work for the Canadian government and travel to the country as a tourist. The interviewer questions McKenzie's interest in Afghanistan, in which he responds, "History and historical sites. I'm an auditor from Canada, and I came as a tourist." In the final question, the interviewer asked McKenzie how he has been treated since he's been detained. "I was treated humanely," he answered. The Taliban said in a statement in February that they believe McKenzie is a spy, and they thought that he was collecting on the so-called Mujahideen, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, fighters in Ghazni. Foreign affairs officials said Sunday the government is looking into the McKenzie case. This leaves us wondering what would make someone travel to Afghanistan in the middle of a war as a tourist.
For real. I mean, I know Afghanistan has a beautiful, wonderful history, and I wish to go there one day as a tourist, but I just don't think now is the time.
Yeah, it's definitely not safe, and it's definitely a crazy decision. I don't know who his travel agent
is. Yeah, it sounds a little suspect as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's maybe he really was a spy.
Yeah.
What is going on in Toronto?
Well, I have a...
Other than Radio Basics on CHOI with 88 Days of Fortune, what else is going on in Toronto today?
That everyone should be listening to. Rob Ford strikes again. If you haven't been dissatisfied with our city's outdated transit system, our mayor has decided to inconvenience Torontonians yet again by cutting almost 40 bus routes throughout the GTA. Yeah. The controversial cuts to more than three dozen bus routes took effect yesterday. And, I lost track there. The root reductions were put in place to avoid a fare increase and save the system an estimated $4 million a year.
Okay, I've definitely noticed the TTC service has not been on point for a little while now. On our way here, actually, there was construction on the road, which is not really the TTC's fault, but both subway trains that we had to take stopped randomly in the middle of stops, and that happens to me pretty much every time I take the subway.
Yeah, just like I was actually telling you on our way here.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I was on the Bloor-Danforth line, and I noticed a 30-minute difference between subway trains going eastbound.
Right. The Bloor-Danforth line is the main line, one of the main lines in the city. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But those are the headlines for today, and we're going to be back with 88 Days of Fortune, but first I'll give you a little taste of what this collective has to offer. This is Wolf J. I think, unfortunately, he's not going to be here, but big yourself up out there if you're listening. Check out the music, and we'll be back with some members of 88 Days of Fortune.
Cause when I needed you, you wasn't seen it. Two of my cousins gone, Chantel Dunn and Michael Murray. Lost on my grandma, got everything looking scurry. And yet a chosen few told me to focus and not worry, Wolf. You gon' get it fast, just don't get it in a hurry. Cause when it's done and gone, everything will seem blurry. Lock myself in the cave just to focus on the groove. But after all of that, how you think I'm gonna move? Like love should've prospered, yet it expired. Hired and fired, liar, you liar. I heard you, sing for the choir. It's your time, you don't got an esquire. Pushing dates back like you about to retire. Pre-post provider, swim on the beach, base glider. Tired, you can't be tired. You can be the life for the party, but you're late for your own party. What you gonna say, sorry?
Hey, this is Scott from the Saltines. You're listening to CHRY 105.5 FM.
And we are back, Radio Basics. As promised, I'm here with some very special guests. There's a lot of them in the house,
yes.
But there's even more of them that belong to the collective. So here with me right now, I have KJ.
Hello, hello.
I have Francesca, a.k.a. Lover Son.
Hello.
I've got Spec One. He's a... holding down the camera at the moment.
What up? I'm multifaceted.
But really, who should be holding down the camera is the 88 Days of Fortune resident photographer, Yannick Anton.
Hey.
So what up?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Yeah, that mic over there is a little bit strange. It's not going to go down, unfortunately. But there's a lot of listeners. You know, this is North York. Most of us are from downtown. We're part of the downtown scene. What is 88 Days of Fortune? Tell the listeners here.
Love it, so I'm not going to hand that over.
It's a like a group of collective members of 21 people, majority from Toronto, but we have some international artists from Japan and Seattle.
We're actually listening to, in the background, I know you can't hear, but the listeners can hear it, we're listening to some MFP right now us Masaki. As we talk, and that is a producer from Japan who's part of the collective.
Yes, yes, Masaki, also known as MFP. But yeah, you can check us out at 88days.ca. You can see all of our links are there, all our music, all our photos. You can see what we're all about.
It's a pretty cool website, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We all have our individual websites that link to the main website.
Yeah.
And where you can hear our music, find out about June 11th, you know, the big 2 year.
June 11th? We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
We'll fizzle into it, you know.
But we pretty much just do, like, shows throughout Toronto. We've getting links in Montreal, some stuff in Brooklyn. Touring together.
How did this come about? Like, did you guys go to school together? I know some of you went to school together, but...
I didn't go to school with Yannick. I've known him since I was like 14.
Okay.
I went to school with Brendan Phillip, but it didn't happen back then.
Right.
It happened a few years ago in Leilani's apartment, and she was like, no, we need some shows. We're all like, yeah, we need some shows. And she's like, no. I've been thinking about this thing, 88 Days of Fortune. We're like, okay. She's like, we're going to do some shows. And it started off just a conversation in an apartment with music playing, and then turned into this now with photographers, artists, producers, shows, and crazy shows too.
Oh yeah!
Come by, please.
If you've ever been to some 88 Days shows, what is 88 Days? Like, where did the name come from?
Actually, Leilani got a psychic reading from somebody who just sent her like emails with psychic readings for her, and they had told her that it's a great time for her. She's going to meet all the right people. And that she would have 88 Days of Fortune.
Oh, wow.
And then she just took that name and was like, that's fucking awesome. Ooh, sorry, excuse me. That's awesome. And then, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great name. And that's actually a great story, too. I didn't know that. I'm just going to get into a song because it's like people can hear you talk, but, you know, really the music is what is most important. So
exactly.
This is the man who's right in front of me right now, KJ.
What's up?
Chat about made of snakeskin. Some people call that feminine. With your bedazzled belt and your bedazzled bling and your bedazzled self. Make you chichi man in the eyes of some man. Say you claim, say gangster bad man. Is one piece of confusion. Young Rastamani, tell them.
Only love will free us. Only love will free us. Only love will free us. Only love will free us.
What you say?
CHRY Radio Basics. You just heard Abstract Random there, and I have one third of that group here, Loverson, who is actually the producer of that, and that was a pretty heavy beat.
Thank you.
So, yeah, nice work there. Who are the other members of Abstract Random?
Jamila Malika is the lyricist, and Ayoleilani.
Can we talk about the lyrical content of that song for the listeners who were listening, but, you know, on the radio it's sometimes hard to check the lyrics?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's pretty deep. That's the reason I played it.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, the song started because me and Jamila were just having a conversation about being at places where, like, a dance party or whatever, and, like, people playing reggae, and then hearing about burn down the Bati boy, blah, 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 Bati man this, Bati man that, na, na, na. And me being queer and being in the space and really liking reggae and just feeling uncomfortable all of a sudden, I'm like, damn. And then seeing, like, guys there dressed up all fancy and pretty with their, like, bedazzled belts and their bedazzled self, as Jamila says. Yeah, looking all macho, and I'm like, well, whatever, I'll kick. Whatever. Anyway, so that's how it started, and then I just showed Jamila that beat that I had done that day, and then we just jammed on it, and then it evolved. We actually just shot a video for it. It'll be coming out in a couple
weeks.
Oh,
no way. Yeah. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on the website.
All over, yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, very powerful because only love will free us.
It's true.
There are a couple events coming up. There's an event in 2 days.
What's
going on?
What's Granny Boots?
What is Granny Boots?
Granny Boots. Well, I mean, it's a collaboration with 88 Days of Fortune, and it's a show that we're having this Wednesday, May 11th, at the Gladstone Hotel. It's happening from 7:30 to 11 p.m. It's free, like most of our shows are. You know, pay what you can at the door. And we'll also be selling tickets for the 2-year anniversary there. And the 2-year anniversary is happening June 11th. So,
dun, dun, dun. It's a big deal.
Kind of like a big deal.
Yeah, Speck is like real laid back when he's talking, but the June 11th party is a big deal. So, talk about that.
Why is it a big deal? Because it's 2 years. It's like 2 years of us doing these shows. It's on Toronto Island.
It's on Toronto Island.
It's in a super secluded part of Toronto Island too, where nobody lives. So there's like less rules and more
less
freedom
rules.
Feeling. And that's what we're going for.
Less rules.
Really, wilding on the island.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited about it because I've been on Earth and in this country for 28 years and I've never been on the island once.
I've never been on the island either.
Yeah, really? Man. So that's all the more reason for anyone who hasn't been on the island to come out to this show.
I don't even know how to get to the island.
It's so easy. You just take a ferry.
And is it 24 hours?
We'll be posting hours, but yeah, for sure. And we have a hired boat service that can drive people across in certain times if they miss the ferry or whatever.
That's wonderful.
Exactly. We own a boat.
So this Wednesday, you can come to the Gladstone, which is for Uptowners at the corner of Gladstone and Queen West.
Yes.
And you can support the 2-year anniversary and
buy
tickets for the 2-year anniversary, which is on June 11th. So it's pretty easy to remember. You got May 11th, you got June 11th.
1-1.
There you go.
1-1. Before
Chief
we get
was
in.
Two years.
Great. Before we get into some more music, I want if you guys could, like, individually, just briefly tell your stories, like how you all got into music. And Yannick, if you want to speak on the mic, tell us how you got into photography, because Yannick is an amazing photographer, and unfortunately that can't translate over the airwaves. So I don't know if he wants to say a word or two about his art form.
Yes. I started taking pictures mainly because of these guys. I was the only one who didn't sing or rap or dance or anything like that. And I was always at the show, so everybody was like, yo, take pictures, do video. At first, you know, the video didn't work out at the first one, because I turned it sideways, thinking I was taking pictures. And, you know, but I put a camera in my hand, and it's been great. It's been a great journey. I do portraits and events. Big ups to Yes Yes Y'all. And yeah, that's about it.
Where can people check out your work?
You can check me out on Flickr, add me on Facebook, I'm friendly, 88days.ca, and I'll link to all of that stuff.
That is Yannick Anton, and he is a very friendly guy, and seriously, check out his work, and if you need some pictures, contact him, because he is the man. But yeah, whoever wants to start, how did you get into music, especially the type of music that all you do, you know?
All right.
This is Speck on the mic now.
Speck one. Yeah, all right, I'll start off. I'd always been making music since I was young, but I could say around the time that I actually started taking it serious and, like, getting into the eye of the public was around when I met the 88 Days of Fortune clique. And it was like I had just dropped the mixtape. It was huge in the city. Hip Hop Canada, all over the place, Flow 93.5 playing it. And it was like the first 88 Days show that I'd ever been to. I don't know, it was like, I just felt so welcome. I was like, yo, this is it right here, you know? So I remember the day right after I called Leilani on the phone and I'm like, yo, Leilani, how do I get down with this? Like, how do I become a part of this? And she's like, you want to be down? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right, cool. And that was that.
You down.
I thought I was going to get, like, initiated, beat down or anything. None of that. It was like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, it is, like, I can attest to that. It is, like, a really warm, welcoming vibe, being somebody who's not part of the collective, walking into a show. I walked in, the first time I even heard of 88 Days was in Brooklyn, you know, when I didn't even live in Toronto, and my friend Jadan Blackamore was like, you know this group Abstract Random in Toronto, they're going to bring me to Toronto. They want to bring me to Toronto. And I was like, no, I don't actually know them. I haven't been in Toronto for a couple years, so I don't know them. And then when I came back to Toronto, I went to a show with him, and Leilani was there setting up the mic, setting up the sound system, and she was just so, she's such an amazing woman. I wish she was here. She's not here tonight with us, but if she's listening, you know, bless up, sistren. But she's just like, oh, hi, guys, welcome. You know, we're just setting up now, and it really is. If you go to a show, it's all love. So, again, check out the show on Wednesday and on June 11th. But, Leverson?
I guess I'm a visual artist first off. So, okay. I'm a painter and an animator and a filmmaker. So music just comes in to play because I make films and stuff like that. That's how I started producing my own soundscapes, I guess. And then I got a grant 2 years ago from Ontario Arts Council, bought a sampler, made some beats, shared it with my friend Jamila, and Abstract Random was born. And as we were starting to, we met them and 88 Days of Fortune and kind of helped out with that too. So we all just like met each other at the right time, the right moment, and we're all growing so rapidly in beautiful ways. It's awesome.
Just like the psychic said.
Just like the psychic said.
So mystic.
88 Days of Fortune. Yeah,
totally. Well, my story then, basically from like, I've been rapping for a while. But in high school, I met Brendan, and we had a group. Me and Brendan were in a group when he used to rap. Yeah, we had a mixtape come out called High Haters, and it was just KJ and Brendan. And then we tried to do like an Outkast kind of thing. That was what we were going towards. And then we started another group called Blackout Squad, which is a very corny name, but that's what we did for a few years. And then Brendan stopped rapping and started singing. And then because we were in a group together, I kind of got to a point where it's like, I need to discover myself in music now. So that's when I started rapping. And then Listen to My Tape came out and all these other mixtapes. Then after that, I met Leilani and then just met everybody else. And then this thing morphed into what it is now.
Mm-hmm. And you do some of your own production too, right? Is that correct?
I do some production. No. I do production. I'm more like a, you could say I'm a hippie producer. Because like I'm like, oh, you know, I got to be inspired. You know, I'm inspired, so I'm going to produce now. Like, I wish I could just sit down and make beats like some of my friends. Like,
he's talking ish. I was at his house yesterday, and I heard some of the beats he was making. I want him to make me some beats, man.
Yeah, it was so good.
He was letting me listen to the new album, Water.
Yeah, Water. It's
called? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, new album, Water.
Yeah.
It's coming out.
The intro on that is crazy. Remember, I told you.
All right. So you have Water coming out.
Water is, the album's called Water, and the mixtape is called Sunny Days.
Okay. And Abstract Random has new video. And
working on the next album, trying to get it done for the 2 year party, June 11th. But we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And Spec?
And Spec One has a mix album coming out called MGNR, Machine Guns and Roses. Yes, you heard right. A mix album, not mixtape, mix album.
Okay. And Yannick is always shooting away on the camera.
I've got some stuff at the Lumography store.
Queen and Bathurst.
Check it out. Queen and Bathurst, Lumography store.
Mm-hmm. And Spec, I actually met Spec like 2 years ago at a Basics event. So Spec One is old Basics fam. And one of my favorite songs by him is called The Ten Black Commandments over Biggie's Ten Crack Commandments.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is not radio friendly.
It will be soon, though, and the radio station will get it.
We're not friendly to the radio because they're not friendly to us.
Well, you're right here on community radio because community radio is friendly to Toronto artists.
Of course.
We're not talking about Flow 93.5 here.
I didn't say that.
It's not even a hip-hop radio show.
No. What is it now?
Nah, it ain't.
Hip-hop dance. R&B and dance?
Yeah.
Urban Electric.
Urban Electric.
Oh, yeah, pop.
I don't know what
obviously
it is.
It's pop.
I know we like this radio station.
Yeah. CHRY is the best. But yeah, so I cannot play the Ten Black Commandments right now, but I am going to play another very nice Spec One song right now so you can get to know the man himself.
Please, turn up your speakers out there. This song is, if it's the song I think it is, it's one of my favorite spectacular wonder
songs. We're playing Second Chances?
We're playing Second Chances.
Yes, that's
yeah,
what I
it's a love song. Right. I feel like, what's his name? Like MC Gusto from CB4. Like, yeah. You know, I may be in here for malicious acts, but I do have a sensitive side.
And you're about to get to know his sensitive side. And as KJ said, turn up your speakers if you're driving down the highway. Turn the windows down and bump it.
It wasn't so bad. I had your love. I didn't know that. So now it's gone. I wish I could have that back what we had. 'Cause it wasn't so bad.
Nah, I wasn't so bad.
So bad.
They say that money can't buy you happiness, but it bought this black Acura LS that I'm happy with. At this moment that I'm stuck in traffic with. That's when I glanced to the right, I spot this QE and she's laughing with. This dude, he seems to be her boyfriend. He toys with the chain hanging from her waist. Enjoyment is written on her face. At this point, nothing could annoy them. So we immersed in each other's voices. And I'm late for my appointment, but I'm fixated on this display like... Once upon a time, me and mine had it this way. But I made the mistake of letting the mistrust dictate. Her fingers brush his face, his arms hold her. She rests her head on his shoulder. With every action, they pull me closer. Like it's happening to me. And I'm happy till I see my empty passenger seat. Like, damn.
It wasn't so bad. I had your love. I didn't know that. So now it's gone. I wish I could have that back what we had. 'Cause it wasn't so bad.
Nah, it wasn't so bad, yo.
So bad.
Now it'd be nice to have a bona fide instead of organizing flexes just so I can own it. Now it gets cold at night, so when I could hold it tight, she'd be the last thing I see before I close my eyes. I'm starting to sound like them older guys, ready to settle down. Who would thought I'd be on that level? Wow, everything's scheduled now. Priorities, the irresponsible spec, he died horribly and resurrected as the stand-up guy. Right before you in the flesh, put your hands up high. Tough guy, turn passionate. Skirt chaser, play a dropout. Monogamy,
hey, 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 hold up, like, hold up, all right. What's up? Enough with the song, enough with the rapping, the lyrics, the instrumental. Spec, this is your conscience talking to you, man. What you need to do is pick up the phone and call this chick, man. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You know, it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad. I had your love. I didn't know that. So now.
other but me. There's no other but me.
Ocean Band, all the way from Singapore, and you're listening to CHRY 105.5 FM.
Days of Fortune in the studio with Radio Basics. We're almost done. It's almost time Want to get a few more words from the people in front of me, the very talented people in front of me, before we have to depart. Just come again one time with the website and with all your personal links.
Okay. 88days.ca. I'm just going to say 88days.ca. You can find all of us through there.
That's spelled with the numbers 88days.ca. Yeah.
Like, we could list all of our websites, but everybody would probably forget. So 88days.ca, just go there, and you'll find everybody you've heard this evening and heard talking.
And we have this Wednesday, 2 days from now, at the Gladstone Hotel.
Wednesday at the Gladstone Hotel, May 11th.
It's free.
You pay what you can, or free. We won't turn you away if you don't have any money. It's at the Gladstone Hotel. Starts at 7:30. And that's at 1214 Queen Street West. We're selling tickets for the 2-year anniversary at that show.
And it is
$12.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good price still. It's an artist collective.
It goes from 12 to 12, the 2-year party, so it's like $1 an hour.
$1 an hour. I must say, that's kind of a deal.
and there's like 21 members of 88 Days.
And we're bringing
in. And we're, who are we bringing in? We're bringing in Lau.
Lau.
Ian Kamau. LA from Brooklyn. He's going to be in the house.
LA
Il Nana.
He's from Brooklyn.
Shout out to Unknown Misery.
Oh, Unknown Misery. We love Unknown Misery at Basics. Because
he keeps it real.
Real revolutionary music. So
definitely.
But continue with the lineup there, please.
Who else we got? We got Jelly 2 Fly. We got the Yes, Yes, Y'all party. The Yes, Yes, Y'all click coming through. And we probably have a couple of more surprises. Those are just who's confirmed so far. So,
and that's all happening from 12 to 12.
From 12 to 12 on June
11th. And this is like a wonderful artist collective that needs to be supported. You know, Toronto definitely needs to support the arts and the artists that are coming out of Toronto representing the city. And I just have to say quickly that on the commercials, I was telling Spec to play one of his clean songs off of the internet here, and then he like so humbly was like, no, play the music from the other members. That's, you know, right. Even the people that aren't here, like, they are really an artist collective.
Spectacular. Wonderful.
Sharing is caring.
do you have anything to add?
I think we should talk a little bit more about the two-year show. Once again, the date is June 11th. Another thing I forgot to say. Oh, it's at the Artscapes Gibraltar Point, Toronto Island. That's exactly where it is. And kids that are under 10 years of age get in for free. And, yeah, man, once
family
again.
Friendly, you know?
It's nice.
You won't be cursing up a storm then.
No.
And you're going to have...
I might be.
You're going to have directions, like, for, you know, like, I didn't know how to get to the island. You're
going to have all that stuff. 88days.ca will have
everything. Everything will be posted on the website.
Okay.
Sure. We're also on Facebook. If you just type in 88 Days of Fortune, if you're a Facebook person, you can find us there too.
Yo, could we give a shout out to every last member?
Yeah, I was There's just going to tell 21 of us, man. That. I was just going to tell
let's
you to
do that.
Let's do that. All right.
Spectacular, wonderful, on the mic, shouting out 88days.ca in the building.
All right, you know what? We need to give like a gun salute because there's 21 members. So for every member I shout, there's got to be a gun salute. You feel me? All right.
Because we are revolutionaries here at Radio Basics, and we do believe that there has to be an armed struggle at some point in the revolution.
You
so
feel
let's
me?
Go.
All right, so get your AKs ready, all right? Ayo Leilani.
Boop, boop. Boop, boop.
Abstract Random.
Boop, boop, boop.
Brandon Phillip.
Boop, boop, boop.
Bizarre. Bahia Watson. Dion Mars. KJ. Wolf J. Spec One. Ooh Baby Gimme Moores. The Satisfaction. Masaki MFP. Amenta. Mayiko Watson. Ja Gray. Yannick Anton. And last but definitely not least, the homegirl Nadine. 88 Days of Fortune. That's us.
And lots of gunshots.
Lots of gunshots.
We are going to go out with this really beautiful song by Mayiko Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in the building right now.
Oh.
She would be here.
I know it's confusing up here for people that have never been, so maybe she's listening out there. We're about to play your song, sis. Before I do that, rewind a little bit. It has nothing to do with 88 Days right now. I just want to make an announcement that this Friday, is the anniversary of the Move Home bombing. And, you know, we're on Monday, so I need to tell you about it on Monday, even though it's on Friday. Mumia was a Move supporter. And if you don't know about the Move organization and how the Philadelphia police bombed their home in the middle of Philadelphia, you need to just look that up. There's a great documentary that you can get online about them. And I just wanted to put that out there and give a little revolutionary salute to the Move family and John Africa and all of the followers.
Most definitely. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Free
and all political Mumia. Prisoners.
And Mutulu Shakur. And there's so many that we could mention, right?
Yeah.
But as I said, we're going to go out on a high note with this beautiful song by somebody who's walking. Right on time. Right on time.
We got to let her introduce it then.
Yeah, please introduce the song.
Hi, this is Miyako, and this song is Looking Up.
Just tell the listeners about yourself. You know, we were just saying how you're lost in the building and how we were going to go out with your beautiful song, but you just walked in right before I was going to click play. So
yes.
Tell the listeners who you are, how you came into 88 Days, a little bit about your music. You have a beautiful voice. Talk about it.
Thanks. I joined 88 Days, or I was invited to join by... I guess it was Leilani, Jamila, and Francesca, and I just was really into what they stood for. It's a great group of people. It's a supportive community to share your art and what you do, and it's just a great collaboration to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. How did you start singing? You've always been a singer? You sound like a trained
vocalist.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've always sang since mm-hmm. I was little. I used to sing in choirs and stuff, and I just always have loved singing, and that turned into songwriting, and that's my passion, that's my love.
Can you describe your style a little? Because this song that we're going to play has like a real reggae vibe, but your music kind of goes all over the place from what I've heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to find a specific box, but I would say it's definitely... rooted in soul, and then from there it's kind of whatever I'm listening to, whatever is around me. But this track is definitely a lot of a reggae influence and kind of my own my roots. I'm Guyanese, so it's a bit of my roots coming through there.
Nice. All right, well, 88days.ca, all of these talented individuals plus many, many more are going to be at the Island on June 11th, and they're also going to be at the Gladstone this Wednesday. We're going out. Check out 88days.ca, check out basicsnews.ca, and support your local artist community. Peace out. We will be back next Monday, 8 p.m.
Boop, 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 boop.
Glasses with me and kick your shoes to the side. everybody's working. Hey, baby, it's all right to let down your disguise. Come on, the music's playing and it's keeping me dancing. I got it.